So we've come down to the shed now. World famous stand at Gloucester in rugby circles, and part of that tremendous crowd that I stood among and then was fortunate enough to go on and play with is Mike Keane Price, who's with me now. He's been following the club since 1949. Mike, the club's in your blood, isn't it? And what is it that's passionate for you about Gloucester Rugby Club?
Starting with my grandfather, John Price. He was the captain of Moreland's Excelsior rugby team, and in 1909 he was picked for Gloucester. Like winning the pools. I bet he told everybody in the world, I'm going to play for Gloucester. I'm going to have that cherry and white shirt on. And sadly, before his career could develop, he went to war. And he was killed on the 3rd of July, 1916.
So, Mike, if we leave the shed now and we walk towards the Lion's Den Bar, which is under the famous clock at King's Home, and I understand that your grandfather's name is actually on the memorial within that bar.
Yes, I'm so proud. You know, it's a thing that I always make my way to anytime I come to King's Home, and I'll immediately say, that's my granddad.
And that's the beauty of it with the honours boards here, because every player, they have their time and then they just become a name on the board, and you talk about this stuff and it just brings it all to life as we enter the Lion's Den Bar now. And Mike, we'll try and stand by the honours board here. And you say you come and look at that every time you come to the ground. And how does that? What's your thought process when you look at Jay Price there?
I always touch his name. I run my fingers across his name. That's close. You know what I mean? And some of these men, and Martin Davis's wonderful book gives a history of these men. And some of these men were incredibly brave, and the medals they won, you know, but they are all comrades. Didn't matter what they did in the war, they wore that cherry and white shirt for real. Didn't buy it out of a shop and have a name put on the back. Those men wore it for real. And that's something I would have given anything to have done.